to C3 Church Hepburn Heights. We believe Jesus Christ gives life to the full, and we are called to live it and share it. We pray you enjoy this message today.
So good. Can you keep the round of applause going for Peter and Lena Panchatan? Woo! Amazing. You can grab your chair. It's good. We got some plants here with us too. Yeah.
We get some plants.
It's some plants. So welcome.
Thank you.
So good to have you with us. Amazing. And why don't you just say hi to everyone, guys?
Okay. Thank you for having us, all beautiful people here in C3 Hepburn Heights. So we're so grateful that we can be here. It feels like a dream, and I can feel the house is full of Holy Spirit where we worship together. Pastor Rachel and Pastor Noel from C3 The Bouquet also say hi to everyone.
Beautiful. So we have a long friendship with these guys. And I just saw Pete and Ebony. Hey, good to see him. And some relationships that Pete has going back 25 years or so. I don't know how long it is, between 20, 25, when you came over and did an internship year here and Sacred Connections, and then just God weaving this together and now this partnership with you guys at Bali Life. It's very special.
Very special.
Yeah. Very special. So glad you can be with us here today as well. And so for those who are new to Bali Life, just give us an idea of the scope of what you do in Bali.
Sure, thanks, Pastor Jace. Appreciate it. And glad to be back in Hepburn Heights again, C3 Hepburn Heights. It's been a long time overdue, yeah? So we haven't been here since 2019, so since COVID also. So it's good to see familiar faces. And yeah, for us, as the directors of Bali Life Foundation, we would love to say greetings from our Bali Life family and all of the children that you have been seeing in the videos and so many other children that we serve and also we rescue in our children's home, Street Kids Center, and also our Soong Community Center. So the scope that we work pretty much mostly towards our children and also widows and families, underprivileged families in Bali and beyond. So at this moment, we have children's home, which also housing and rescue and a shelter for our beautiful 48 children. Our maximum capacity is 64 children. So the home are designed to give hope, dignity, and purpose for the underprivileged children in Bali and beyond. Orphan children, no mom, no father, coming from abusive background, and also coming from poverty background. So those are our center of universe, basically. And then after that, in 2014, we set up our Street Kids Center and Woman Workshop, which is dedicated to street beggars, which some of you probably have seen and also involved in our Street Kid visit. So at this moment, we've got about 47, 48 children that coming into our Street Kids Center that receive education and character building. And we also feed them. We give them breakfast and lunch and free education. And also a woman workshop. We've got how many?
13. So. 13 women who 13 women who came regularly Monday to Friday. We empower them to make craft and products that we pay them weekly, so they can help the family to earn more money and to change the mindset that you can do better and help your family.
Yeah. So exactly the same with Soong Community Center. So we set up Soong Community Center is actually located in the largest stress area in Bali. It's about 32 hectares of wasteland. So some of you already there, been there, and also served there. So it's 32 hectares of waste. It's only about 10, 15 minutes away from the airport. And we serve about 200 families there. So we also have a drop-in shelter there. We're providing education, free education, and also free empowerment for the mom, free education for the children. We've got about 50 children at this moment that receive a free education, and also we give them breakfast and lunch Monday to Friday, 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. On top of that, we also give them basic supplies for the most needed, and we also we also built 10 toilets over there because of a very bad sanitation in that area. And after that, we also set up disaster relief programs in 2017 to help in Mount Agung eruption and an earthquake in Lombok, and also tsunami and earthquake in Sulawesi, Sigi, north of Sulawesi, one of the bigger islands in Indonesia. So, and then we also have a daycare and kindy in our premises, which also we have our C3D Bukit service in that premises. So that's the scope that we're working on, and the scope is basically to give opportunity for children to receive an education and families to break the cycle of poverty, and also sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to them and give them just the love and the opportunity to have a better life.
Amazing, amazing. So for those who don't know, Pete and Lena were really successful in the marketplace and felt to leave those jobs and step into a, I don't know how much your income was reduced, but well under half to a quarter, I don't know, of what they were earning, to come and lead the foundation and lead it into the future in such beautiful ways. And so these guys are living sacrifice and living love across so many lives, and then, but never just content for where things are. There's always another person to help and some more love to give. And so you are truly remarkable, and it is a pleasure for us to stand with you as a church community. So I want to, let's bring it into, so if you help paint a picture for us about what it would look like how are we changing a life in be it in Suwung in the community center there or in the children's home, like what are the prospects that one of these kids would have had prior to accessing your service? And then how does it change their scope and their prospects for the future?
So, I will talk about children that in our children's home. When we receive them through many things, I mean, we not receive them straight away. We need to check the background, check with the local official, check with the community. Is this child really need our help or not? And when they coming, I ask them, "Why are you coming here? Do you like this place? Do you love this place?" She or he will answer, "Actually, I'm afraid because many people said if I in orphanage, because many people say it's orphanage, but we call it children's home because this is home. We're afraid that we will be sold, we will be abused. Or no, this is home where we give them love, amazing, accept them as they are. Sometimes because they're coming from rejection background, abandoned, abuse, they will feel, I need to make a boundary where these people cannot hurt me. But by time when they feel the love, where they accept it as a kid, as a child in our family, in a big family, because we set up a big family, like there's a mom and dad, house parent that taking care of them, other staff as a brother and sister, us as a uncle and auntie, we say that your love, even it's not easy, I'm love, they will question it because it is something that not normal. Yeah, wow. But yeah, for them. But we have routine that in the morning they have devotion and at night they have prayer time every day. But I know that our heart desire, me and my husband and all the staff, our vision and our heart desire that through this home they can know Jesus even with the simple things. Even with the routines that we give, maybe they just hurt and, whatever. But with our prayer, and we believe your support in prayer too, through many years, God's timing that they accept Christ and become a Jesus follower. We can see few of them coming through that way. And we're so grateful many of them go to college, go to university, get the degree, get the diploma, and they're all working. I mean, 30 of them who has been graduated from high school and university and diploma has been working and live independently. Yeah, and that's because of God's goodness.
Amazing. So that's 30 now young adults who have... Yeah.
Move out from the house.
Growing up from the home.
Yeah. We kick them out, basically.
Kick them out. At what, 18, 19? When do you move them on?
Mostly 18, 19.
Yeah, 18. Yeah. Mostly 18, 19. And they still come back, you know, like...
Yeah,
they still
Because it's family, right?
Yeah,
it becomes family.
On Friday night, they come back
Friday
for dinner.
Night. Or sometimes not just Friday night. Some of them actually coming back every day. Yeah. Straight to the kitchen.
Oh, man.
Just like home, some of you are saying. You've got young adults.
Man, you already have money and salary. Go get some money and, you know, go get your own food.
Why do that when you can come and get it for free?
Yeah.
So... So they get a private school education?
Yeah, so, well, basically a lot of the children that we rescue are left behind in education. So because they are coming from hardship, you know? So they're coming from abusive background. They're coming from a very remote area. They're coming from orphan background. So they are left behind in their education, academically, they are very left behind. So for us as a parents and also as a director of Bali Life Foundation, we do believe in... If we put them into, like, education system in Indonesia is very much different with education system in Australia. So we don't have any free education. We do have free education with public school, but we still have to pay, you know, some of them. And it's very, in the state school, it's very, many students in the classroom. And for our children, it's, we need a very... a different approach. So because of their background. So it's not just about education. We still believe in character building. So how are we going to do that? So we start up our kids, actually, experiment. So we put our kids in one private school. All right. Okay. This is good. Oh, all right. And the next year, we put all of our children into their private schools. So we cut a deal with the private school, which is a Christian private schools, which actually have a devotion every morning, prayer time every morning, character building important, not just knowledge, not just education. Yeah. But that's very important for our children, so they have a big vision at the end of the day. That's what we want to see from our children. That's what we want to see. We see them... In their self, that they have a strong self-image, you know. Amazing. So this is exactly what we want to do. So because if they receive a good education, a good character building, they will success in life. Success is relative; it doesn't have to be rich, but everybody have a different version of success. But we would love to see them. To break that cycle of poverty, to break that cycle of violence, to break that cycle of evil in their lives. So we would love to see them thrive in their life, just Christ-alike. Yeah. So that's what we want to see from them.
So good. So good. I feel so grateful. You know, as we sit here today, you know, some of us have walked through really challenging situations. Some of us have probably had a pretty good run. And some of what's being described here is so foreign. We get to be a part of helping shape lives, to support the work of incredible people like you guys and your team and your staff and I thank you, Lord. And so can we... I just want to take a moment and pray for these kids. It's my heart just... And so, Lord, for each child, who comes in contact with Bali Life Foundation, Lord, coming from heartache and rejection, God, being skeptical of love and acceptance. And God, we thank you for people willing to stand and represent your love. Lord, we thank you for the part you've called us to play in helping fund and pray and for some to go. And Lord, we pray that there would be your wraparound presence, the work of your Spirit to bring freedom into these young lives. God, we thank you that you would put destiny in their hearts, that you'd call them out of the brokenness and the abuse. Lord, that they would see and they would know freedom, that something in the eyes of Christ, in the love that truly, as you were willing to go to the cross for them, that there would be an identity that is rock solid in you, and that we thank you that these young people will grow into men and women who will take their place in our world and not be a part of the problem but a part of the solution. And so, Lord, in all of this and all of the processes and the staff of Bali Life and everything in between, God, we thank you that you would move so powerfully. But particularly, Lord, even right now, we just thank you for your Spirit touching these young lives. In Jesus' name. Oh, so Suwon is a shocking place. So I had last visit, I went to Suwon for the first time, and it is just rubbish and as far as you can see, and then when it rains it turns into sludge and like flowing lava of sewage and rubbish, and so there's 200 families ish who live there, and this is how they make a living, is sorting through this, and previously, before you guys, that all their children, so young kids, grow up in the rubbish, picking rubbish, and no education, no hope, and so their kids are getting sick and families sick, and then you establish your work there. And so tell us now, so you've negotiated with families so they don't make their kids pick rubbish with them, but now they release their kids to come and be educated.
Yes.
And so that's what's happening.
Yeah, so basically for those who doesn't know what Suwon is, so it's kind of like the same with Smoky Mountain in Philippines. So we have a very serious problem with our waste management. And this waste management is going back. So since end of the 70s. So it's 3,000 tons every day, 3,000 tons every day come into that Trace Mountain. So 85% of our industry is coming from tourism industry. So just imagine, so how many hundred thousands of rooms in Bali, right? So one room, two bottles of water. So that's every day. And that's just a recycled one, not yet the wet trash. And what we do there, educating the children, is we would love to see them receiving an education and also building their character so they can actually thinking and dream big. Because what they see in Suwon is only Suwon. What they see there is only trash. What they see there is only trash pickers. So we would love to see, and we would love to show them there is other way, there is other occupation, there is other careers that they can be. They can be a president, they can be a prime minister. Wow. They can be a minister, they can be a businessman, they can be a policeman, they can be a doctor, just like what you see in the video before, you know. So that's the things that we want to see from them, that trigger their minds, trigger their heart. And how are we going to do that? Through education. That's the only way. Through education. There's nothing else. There's nothing. How are we going to show them the world if they cannot read and write?
Yeah.
Only by read and write, they can see the world.
Yeah.
And then a part of that, and that's how we show them our love, that they know that we are Christians. And And we are Christian-based foundation, and then we instill that into our program, in each of our programs. We say grace before we eat. So we, the one who actually eat three times a day, we are very blessed. They eat probably one or twice a day before we came. So we are very grateful. We are very blessed that we are able to help them out. But we are also very blessed with their presence. You know, that they are also blessing us. Yeah? So it's not just us blessing them, but wow. And this has happened because we would love to see change in their life. So yeah. And they also can see the love of Jesus Christ through our life, through our staff's life, through our programs towards their life. And then after that, there will be a change in their life. And that's when we can see Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit move into our programs and also into their life.
Yeah, amazing. So how many staff do you have working in Suwon each day?
Three staffs.
Three.
Yeah.
And so these three beautiful staff drive into the trash mountain every day to do the long, slow work of educating these kids day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and same with the home, same with all your programs. These aren't one-off hits. Yeah. This is relationship over the long haul to truly see lives change. And so why don't you tell us, Lena, is there a story, an example of one life that's been transformed through the work you guys are doing?
Yeah, dari mana? Oh, I always just speak Indonesian there, so
you can tell us
can
in Indo.
Indonesian? No. Okay. Well, mungkin share about dari Suwon or dari Children's Home bisa.
Okay, aku jadi bingung.
Oh, she tell me like when she did this, I have to talk.
Pass the baton.
My boss.
Oh, good. Good teamwork. Oh,
all right, so well, we've got a few examples for one example in the children's home and in the Suwon and our street kids center, but I would love to see one of the kids that we have, Arjun. We told this story actually yesterday. So Arjun is a very abusive kid before. So he came a very hardship background. He got abused by his uncle. He's 15 years old. 16 years old now. 16 years old. He's actually in the same class with my boy Elang, with my son Elang. So they're surf buddies. First, when we rescue him, the way he make friends is by punching other kids. Because that's the only way he knew how to make friends and communicate and socialize to other people. And our staff in the home, Ibu Desi and Rio and Desi is our staff in our children's home, who is our house parents. Every week, always go to school because Arjun making problem in the school. And why is that happening? It's because abuse from his uncle. So when we rescue him, he's got a big wound in the back of his head because his uncle has been abusing him so badly. It took 24 months to fix him up. 24 months. 2 years of intense care. Wow. Yeah. So now he turned into a very lovely young boy and he serves in the church now. He plays bass in youth. And at school, because the school service also have a service, prayer meeting and service. Elang play guitar, he play bass. Elang is my boy. And also he serve avidly. He plays soccer and basketball with Fraser also. But they invite me to play basketball last week. And I kicked them ass. They doesn't know I play basketball. Oh man, all of them. Four teams are just they hopeless.
Oh, mate. You can ask Fraser later, yeah? But the brown. Oh, but basically. Sorry, guys. Arjun play basketball too, and then I still kick his ass too. But yeah, now he's very, very.
That's an Indonesian word. Just yes. Letting you know. Yeah.
He's very, what do you call it? He's very lovely towards younger kids.
He has gentle heart.
Gentle heart, yeah. It's just weird how God actually turned him into this lovely young boy and then mentoring younger kids without slapping him, kicking his ass, you know, like, and just no, I'm being serious. Like, that's what when you put alpha males together in one home, yeah, they just fight,
yeah,
and it is common. So that's why we set up a very active home.
Amazing.
So we set up punching bags. We set up, all right, if you have some emotional problem, punch that bag, not punch your other friends or other your brothers, sisters.
Yeah.
So do something other, like soccer, surfing, futsal, skate, surf. So any other thing, dance, music. So we provide all of that. Holistically, we provide all of that. And that's happened because of your support.
Yeah.
And believe it, it's your support that we are able, enable us to do all of that.
Amazing. Amazing. Hey, we're going to wrap this together. And I'd encourage you, Pete and Lena will be mingling afterwards. Please come and say hi to them if you have questions. And are people welcome in Bali? Well, you probably can't say no now I've asked it. like that. Yeah, yeah. Come and join Pete's basketball team. Look. Look out. Look out. And so if you would like to make contact and your family's heading to Bali, then let us know and we can hook up appropriate contact, etc.
Yes, please. Please visit us. If you come and visit Bali, please visit us. Please visit our home. Please visit our children's home, our street kids center, Sung community centers, with open arms, open hearts, and see what you have been invested into.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. Can we all stand together? We're going to take a moment and just pray. And Lena, if you're okay, I'd love you to pray in Indonesian. And so we have this beautiful partnership between See Through the Book at our church plant there and the children's home and everything here. And so really the heart of this prayer, Lena, if you want to pray for Indonesia, for God to move in the church, in the children's home, and just in across your nation. And then we'll, together as a church, pray for these guys. And so go ahead, lead us, pray in Indonesian. Thank you.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you and grateful. You are faithful, God. You are gracious, God. You are so good to our life. You are grateful that you have been blessed us so many. Bersyukur Tuhan, Kau Allah yang baik, Allah yang besar. Hari ini Tuhan, kami memberkati Bali, semua komunitas yang kami layani. Engkau Allah memberkati dan mengurapi setiap kami yang bekerja, Tuhan, dan melayani komunitas kami. Berdoa Tuhan, pakai kami lebih lagi, berikan kami hati yang mengerti hatimu Tuhan, beri kami lebih peka mendengar suaramu. Berdoa Tuhan, berkati Bali adalah kepunyaan Kristus. So Bali and all the people, the community belong to Jesus. We believe that the seed have been planted, that have been sown. We will reap. We will see the harvest of Bali, the community, through Bali Life Foundation, through C3 the Bukit, through all the believers in Bali, in Indonesia. We just want to say, Lord, use us, all the people here. Not only in Bali, but in here, in this church. We believe, Lord, the vision, the calling that you have called to each one of us, it's unique, and you will use us in specific way. We want to see. Kamu mau lihat juga Tuhan kasih karunia Allah dicurahkan Tuhan. We speak blessing to people around us, the community around us, through this beyond season, we want to see many people come to Jesus. Yes, through this beyond season, we believe that many people go to your calling. Walk in miraculous way. Terima kasih Tuhan, Kau sungguh baik. Thank you, You are so good. Thank you, Jesus. So for what You've done, we are so grateful. And You make us worry. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
bless you, Three Heaven Heights, and all the people here. Bless them abundantly, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Church, can we reach out our hearts and your hands, if you're comfortable, towards Pete and Lena here? Just speak blessing. Go ahead. Just speak blessing. Deep filling the emotional wells as they give out so much. Such a sense of the Spirit of God with them, walking with them and their staff as they walk into all of these difficult and dark places and bring the light of Christ. Go ahead, just continue to pray. And the victory of Christ would be alive in their hearts and their minds. Thank you, mighty God. And so we do. We as a church family, we speak blessing and life. God, we thank You for everything that they pour out into so many. God, would You pour back in ever-increasing measure? Lord, would there be a clear sense of Your presence? Lord, we thank You for the wisdom that You have poured out upon Pete and Lena. Lord, let it be multiplied to them in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, let there be a fresh gift of faith, Lord, that stirs in these hearts. Lord, to see even a multiplication on that which they have seen so far. And I just see so many faces, the faces of beautiful Indonesian kids, just, and it's like a light just coming onto their face. The light of Christ, the light of Christ, knowing that they're loved and that they're someone. And so, God, I thank You that there would be continued strategy that pours into Pete and Lena. Lord, that they would multiply themselves into their team. Lord, we thank You that there is a going out, not just in the Phuket region, but that it would continue, Lord, through Bali and into other places through Indonesia. Lord, we thank You that it is in Your strength, God. Your strength. A supernatural work of the Spirit. Your strength, God, for Your glory, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Church, can we give some massive love?
I want to say one more. We just want to say from the bottom of our hearts, we're very thankful for your support for the past 4 years, especially in the COVID time, you know. And last year was really good. This year, yeah. So to have a visit from Jason and your prayer and your support has been a massive support for us as a family. And also as a foundation for all of our children and all the people that we serve. And these things happen because of your love and your support. Since the beginning of our partnership, it's been, as I said before yesterday, divine intervention. And I see this, it will continue moving forward. And we will change a better life for many children in Bali and beyond. And for that, we are grateful. For that, these two nations, Indonesia and Australia, and the city, Bali and Perth, are coming together, hands in hands, working together, and helps many people. And also, I apologize for my French before. Thank you.
Oh, we love you guys. Yes, yes.
I want to say we are together in a team as a history maker. So you should say, I am history maker. Not only me, all of us are history maker.
Beautiful. So good. Thank you, guys. Bless you. Thank you. So there are, you can grab your chair. Thank you so much. There are, and you can come join us, Ben. There are so many good works happening around our world that we can be a part of. And we don't just throw money all around the place, but we look for where God cultivates a spiritual, a divine connection. And so we're so grateful for this connection with Pete and Lena and Barley Life Foundation and See Through the Booker. And so we thank you, Lord, for leading us into it. And good days ahead. We love you guys. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here on our podcast. We encourage you to let this word further help you live and share the life to the full that Jesus gives. If you want to check out more about our upcoming events, service times, locations, or to give online, go to c3hh.com.au.